Mr. Tickle wanted to marry the girl of his dreams, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
However, Tess didn't want to take on his surname.
Oh, no.
Unfortunate news. The inventor of butter menthols died during the week. Do you hear that?
No, I didn't.
There'll be no coffin at his funeral.
Oh, no. He's not running with that.
The butter menthol. What do cannibals get when they're late for dinner, Jim?
What?
The cold shoulder.
Oh, no.
What do cannibals get?
You know it's a bad joke when he tells it again.
Did you see the Kermit and Miss Piggy have split up, Jim?
I did see that.
Yeah.
It's all over. They've had a split, Jim.
How come?
Well, apparently Kermit wanted a relationship with no strings attached.
Why are there no aspirin in the jungle?
Why?
Because the parrots eat them all.
Oh, oh my God.
Why did the banana go to the doctor? Because he wasn't peeling well.
Oh, no.
Chief.
Oh, no. Now, Jim, I was downstairs having some lunch before and I couldn't believe it. A man just assaulted me.
Really?
With milk, cream and butter, Jim.
Right.
How dare he?
Oh, no.
What do you call a fat psych?
What?
A four-chin teller. Four-chin teller, Jim.
You better have a better one with the second one.
And the second one is, what did the door knocker win, Jim? What did the door knocker win?
What?
The Nobel Prize.
Oh, no.
As you know, Jim, I had to leave work early yesterday.
Why?
My dog, Minton, was sick. He ate a shuttlecock, Jim.
Oh, no.
The other day.
Yes.
Bad, Minton.
Oh, no.
What do you call a chicken staring at a lettuce?
What?
Chicken Caesar salad.
Oh,
no. You know Clarky, my business partner.
Oh, don't.
Well, he ordered some bubble wrap the other day, Jim.
Yes.
You know what bubble wrap is.
Yes, I do.
So you wouldn't believe it. It comes along. It is 6 foot four, 6 foot high, 3 foot wide bubble wrap, Jim.
Yes.
So at work it was delivered. So I'm sitting there with Clarky. I said, what do you want me to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
He said, just pop it over there. 6 hours later, Jim. 6 hours later, I was still popping it.
Oh, no. Can you believe? Like, honestly.
Two little kids, Jim, were in hospital, lying on the hospital beds next to each other outside the operating room.
Yes.
The first kid leans over and says, what are you in for? The second kid says, I'm here to get my tonsils out and I'm a little nervous. The first kid says, you got nothing to worry about, mate. I had that done when I was four. They put you to sleep. You wake up. You have lots of Jell-O and ice cream. It's a breeze. Second kid says, and what are you in here for? First kid says, well, a circumcision. The second kid says, good luck, buddy. I had that done when I was born. I couldn't walk for a year.
Oh,
bang!
Oh, no.
A man was taking his wife, Jim, who was pregnant with twins, to hospital when his car ran out of control, hit a tree, bang, crash.
Oh, no.
Regaining consciousness, he saw his brother there, who's a practical joker, it's fair to say, Jim, sitting at his bedside when he wakes up.
Right.
He asked his brother how his wife was doing. Don't worry, mate. Everything is fine, and you have a son and a daughter. He thought, oh, thank God for that. That is fantastic. But as the brother explained, Jim, the hospital was in a real hurry to get the birth certificates filed, and since both the wife and him were unconscious, the brother named the twins.
Yes.
The husband was thinking, oh, no, what's he done now? This will be interesting. All right, bro, what did you name them? The brother replied, well, the girl I named Denise. He thought, oh, that's all right. That's
all right.
A nice name, yeah, all right. What did you name the boy? With a wink, the brother said, the nephew.
Oh,
For the guy who invented Zero, thanks for nothing. What's the difference between a night watchman and a butcher?
What?
One stays awake, the other weighs a steak.
Oh, no.
What is the best cheese used to coax a bear down from a mountain?
Oh, don't.
Come on, bear. What does Usain Bolt, Olympic theme, Jim, it's just finished in Rio. What does Usain Bolt do when he misses the bus, Jim?
What does he do?
He waits at the next stop. Bang! Now, this one you've got to go with and you've got to listen, Jim, because there's some connotations. You ready?
Oh, no. Connotations.
Look at Jim. Oh, no. Did you hear about the chef that died, Jim?
No.
He passed away.
Oh.
He can only do so much.
Oh.
His legacy will become a pizza history.
Oh.
He ran out of time.
Oh, bang! No.
A duck was about to cross the road, right?
Right.
Boom, boom, boom. Cars flying, flying, flying. Couldn't cross the road. And a chicken walks up to him and says, "Hey, mate, don't do it. You'll never hear the end of it." Bang. What sits on the lawn and is Irish? Patio furniture. Did you hear about the cheese factory that exploded in France?
No, I didn't, Bill.
There was nothing left but debris. Did you hear about the bloke who invented fairy bread? He died last weekend. They're expecting hundreds and thousands at the funeral.
Oh,
wow, Quinny.
What do you call a sad coffee, Brian?
Sad coffee?
Mm.
Don't know, Bill.
Depresso.
Oh, yes.
And how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
Ooh. Yeah, how do you wake up Lady Gaga?
You poker, poker, poker face, poker, poker, poker face. Oh, no. I'll tell you what I read on the weekend, Howie.
What did you read on the weekend?
The government says that if you drink too much, it causes memory loss. That's nonsense, Howie. Next thing they'll say, if you drink too much, it causes memory loss.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no.
I was so happy when the Invisible Man married the Invisible Woman.
Oh, yes.
Used to watch them on TV?
Yeah, I did, yep.
They married, you know that.
I didn't.
But I must say, 5 years down the track, I'm not happy because they're two kids.
Yep.
They're nothing to look at. How many apples? Here's a nice little question for you. How many apples grow on an apple tree?
How many apples grow on an apple tree? I'm not sure, Bill.
All of them. Have I told you how I'm reading a book on the history of glue?
No.
I can't put it down.
Wow.
I tried to sign up to a website the other day, Jim.
Yes.
I put my password in as beef stew, but it said the password wasn't stroganoff.
Oh, no.
I bid on a couch the other day on eBay.
And?
I was so close on getting it, Jim, but... so far.
Oh, no. Look at the delivery.
I did go a bit.
Bill, the delivery was horrendous.
Jim, I bid on a couch on eBay. I just missed out.
Yep.
I was so close, but so far.
So near, yet so far. Yeah, that's what it should have been.
Why did the physics teacher break up with the biology teacher?
Why?
Because there was no chemistry. Apparently, 1 in 5 people in the world are Chinese, Jim.
Oh, no.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
Well, I'm telling you.
All right.
One in five people in the world are Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And there are 5 people in my family, Jim.
Yes.
So it's got to be one of them.
Right.
It's either my mum or my dad. I'm not sure there. Or my brother, Colin. Or my younger brother, Ho Chan Chu. But I'm leaning towards Colin. My wife was getting annoyed that I kept leaving the freezer door open, Jim, and it kept defrosting.
Yes.
Yes. We've since split up, Jim. It's all water under the fridge.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
So I've got a tip for you this weekend, Jimmy boy, okay? Race 4 at Flemington.
Oh, no.
It's called Vacant Block.
Really?
Put your house on it.
Oh, no. Oh, that can't be it.
I was lucky enough to see what Pink Panther's to-do list was.
Right.
You know what it is?
What?
To-do. To-do.
Oh, no.
To-do, 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 to-do.
No.
Jim, you wouldn't believe what happened to me yesterday.
What happened?
I broke 2 of my Queen records.
Really?
Now I want to break free.
Oh, no.
Well, that doesn't even make sense. I want to break free.
But...
That three. Doesn't actually oh, make wants, any sense.
Oh, no, no, he wants to break three instead
oh,
of
one.
Two.
Oh, one, two, break three. Mm. A lady was picking through the frozen turkeys at the grocery store, Jim.
Yes.
And she couldn't find one big enough for a family.
Right.
So she said to the young boy there, "Do these turkeys get any bigger?" "No, ma'am. They're dead."
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
They're dead, Jim. Oh, no. They're frozen, Jim. They're not going to get any bigger.
No, that's, yeah, thank you, Bill.
Did you know that diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes.
Oh, no.
When I was young, I always felt like I was a male trapped in a female's body, Jim.
Yes.
Then I was born.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Why do ducks have feathers, Jim?
Why?
To cover their butt quacks.
Oh, no.
Why don't tuna swim past Brisbane?
Why not?
Because they'll end up in Cairns. Now, you know, Jim, I come from a family of entertainers.
Oh, no.
My father, he was a failed magician, Jim.
Right, yes.
I've also got two half-sisters.
Oh, no.
Is that it?
Oh, no.
That's it.
That can't be it.
Well, he cut him in half, Jim. Yeah, no,
I get the joke, Bill. Oh, Jim. I get the joke.